With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting President Biden is about to address the nation on the wars in Israel and Ukraine. A preview from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Tonight's speech from the Oval Office comes one day after the president's trip to Tel Aviv, where he expressed his full support for Israel, condemned the heinous Hamas attack, and called for humanitarian aid in Gaza. The primetime address also comes as he continues to make the case for U.S. backing of Ukraine against a Russian invasion. The president, who says these issues are bigger than party or politics, will soon be asking Congress to approve billions of dollars in additional assistance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FBI alleges that thousands of remote information technology workers who were employed by U.S. companies secretly sent millions of dollars from their pay to help fund North Korean weapons. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
An FBI spokeswoman says thousands of North Korean IT workers were dispatched to work with companies across the U.S. and some other nations, using false identities to get remote worker jobs. And for years, they've been secretly sending millions of dollars of their wages to North Korea for use in its ballistic missile program. Authorities making the announcement in St. Louis say they've seized about $1.5 million and 17 internet domain names as part of the ongoing investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Newly appointed California Democratic leader LaFonza Butler will not seek election to a full term in 2024. Butler was named by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom to complete the remaining term of the late Dianne Feinstein. Her candidacy would have complicated an already crowded race that includes Democrats Katie Porter, Adam Schiff, and Barbara Lee, and Republican Steve Garvey. This is SRN News. Pro-life advocates have their work cut out for them in Ohio.
Next month, voters will consider an amendment to the state constitution that would grant largely unfettered access to abortion at any point during a pregnancy. Two recent polls indicate that nearly 60% of Ohio residents will vote in favor of the measure versus only 33% who will vote no. Pro-abortion forces are spending big money to influence the decision with less than 3 weeks to go until Election Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Italian lawmakers voted unanimously to back a long-delayed project to build a Holocaust museum in Rome, underlying the urgency of the undertaking following the killing of Israeli civilians by Hamas terrorists this month. The measure includes 10 million euros in funding over 3 years for construction of the exhibits and 50,000 euros in operational funding. The project to establish a National Holocaust Museum was first envisioned nearly 20 years ago. This is SRN News. A former U.S. senator says U.S. demands that Israel give humanitarian aid to Gaza weakens the country's ability to defend itself against Hamas.
Former Senator Jim Talent says the most important thing the U.S. could do is defend without qualification Israel's right to defend itself.
And so, within a week after the attacks, what does the administration do? They attach a qualification.
To provide Gaza with humanitarian aid, apparently on the assumption Hamas would not control and benefit directly from that assistance.
So they're operating in a world of unreality. And it's when you do that long enough, particularly in a place like the Middle East, you get what we are getting now.
Senator Talent was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Hundreds of people are being evacuated from their homes, and schools have closed in parts of Scotland as much of northern Europe braces for stormy weather, heavy rain, and gale force winds from the east. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.